done on it as a dissension of this. No valuation we can do out of that. The gradation there must be, and there is. Composition in a dacoity and the composition in a free fighters, amongst free fighters, more and less, back and the front. There must be freedom fighters amongst, there also may be composition. And also, but the dacoits also, their composition, high and low, forward and backward. Vilas means composition, and composition means high and low. And both of them are supporting a particular aim, it may. We must make ourselves prepare. With that general rules of existence. So we must not be misguided by that. Because Krishna could not control his subordinates, they fought amongst each other and died, all finished. So how Krishna can be the highest personage? This is redundant, irrelevant, unnecessary, and irrelevant to understand what is true and what is not true. No contribution we can find from here. The criterion we will have to find in other plane of understanding, whether he is high, why he could control, but why he did not control the situation. Man is not judged by this type of his activity. Why Krishna fled away from the battle 18 times in Jarasandha? Jarasandha attacked Mathura and Krishna fled away. What is at the bottom? He was a coward, we have to think. So we should not go to judge things in this process. The process is rather quite different. The criterion of this mundane criterion is not to be tried there, put there. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. This is misguiding. Well, the very Mushiyar Manuski warned against commitments of such error, to apply the criterion of one thing to another, to apply it to another. The physical power, if we apply in the case of the intelligentsia, we shall have to fail. There are different standpoints. Lion is great from one point. Elephant is great, mammoth great from another point. Man is greater from another point. In this way. The power, great power, previously the land animals, then navy, then now air, then bombing, then gas war, now atomic war. And then electronic, and this way it is going deeper. No end. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What is what? What is what? Bhur Bhuvasa, Bhur Bhuvasa, Maha Jano, Tapa, Satya, Viraja, Brahmaluk, Sivaluk, Vaikuntha. The process. These are the processes that have been sent to us. Try to know by this process that what is the main, the backbone where all sources of knowledge are data, creatable knowledge is connected over. Why? What is this Bhuvalok and Bhulok? Bhuvalok, how it is more, it is better, how? Then Bhuvmoha, what is the special quality there? Jano, Tapa, Sotya. What is the speciality? On the whole, the exploitation is diminishing gradually. But that is also by different stages. Then exploitation vanishes in Virajya. Then hazy conception of the other dedicating land. Then we can get Shivalok, the lowest portion of some independence, some serving attitude, not wholesale. Then awe and reverence and serving in Narayana. In this way, the standard with the gold between marks, yens, and the rubles, and the pounds, and the dollars, rupees, that sukh, anandam, ecstasy, fulfillment, that would be the standard. And we had self-approval to accept that standard first. That is, Sodha Mayu Yang Loka. If you have that regard for that earnestness, then that look, that plane may come to you. That the world of color can only can come with the eye. The world of sound that comes only with the ear. So through Shraddha we can approach a world, a type of world, not by other, by ear, eye, touch, etc. Or even by the mind of who is full with the thoughts of this world of exploitation experience, not by that. Even our reason, that is only connected with the experience, that also cannot give us that idea in this way. But faith can take us to higher existence. And we have to find out a science in the faith. The faith has got also its science, its nature, its analysis, its quality, its development, different stages. But there is another thing. Analysis of the eye experience, analysis of the sound experience, analysis of the reason experience. So analysis of the faith, science of the faith is also there. The how Shraddha grows, what ways and what finds it around it, side by side.
ওই মূল চরিত্রে সে মুলাম শ্রদ্ধা নাকি প্রেসিডেন্ট হয়েছে এই ঘোষ পাড়ায়, তা একজন লোক এসেছিল ওর খবর দিতে বলে গিয়েছে যাবে
One said that very difficult to differentiate between the intelligence and the soul. Buddhi and the Atma. Very fine dividing line.
Not very fine, but of course fine. Buddhi nishchayatmika, the faculty within us which gives degree and dismiss. This is this, this is that. This cannot be this, this sort of faculty is Buddhi reason, faculty of judgment. This is. Our Atma is light. The light focused from above, then the reason can see this is black, this is white, this is rotten, this is fresh. The Buddhi gives decision. This is good, this is bad. But light in the background is absolutely necessary. Atma is that light type. Atma. Otherwise, no activity is possible without light. Atma is the light. Jayidam bhajati jagat. Entering into this world, the Atma. Atma is a party and this. The exploiting experience another party. Exploited experience another party. And Atma is difficult to understand the real characteristic of Atma. But it should be compared as light, knowledge, background. And because the knowledge is there, the light is there, then discrimination about anything, it may be rubbish, it may be a rotten thing, or it may be flower, it may be stool, but discrimination is possible, whether it is good, it is helpful, it is non-helpful, it is injurious. All such discrimination comes from Buddhi, reason. The reason. The reason in Western philosophy, they say reason applied in this mundane world, this generally we say as reason. And that is, in the higher sphere, the name is conscience. It is their view. The conscience, when it is utilized in the higher sphere, and the reason, when it is applied in the lower sphere. But anyhow, the decision is with Buddhi. But Buddhi, it is called Buddhi in reference with this mundane loss or gain. Here. And Atma is light, nothing to do, no interest, real interest with this system of experience of the mundane. Pleasure. Mundane pleasure. Atma has no real interest. But only he is a party for his choice. His choice. Erroneous choice. Atma.
Maya? উনি নিজেই এসেছেন এখানে, বেরিয়ে যাচ্ছে, সেই সময় এসে বলেন আমি এসেছিলাম কিন্তু এদের যে সর্দার যারা তাদের কাউকে পেলাম না, সেই জন্য আমি এলাম একবার আপনাদেরকে জানাতে। তা আমি বেলা
অনুত্তর উইকনেস ইন আত্মা দ্যাট ইজ রাদার দি কজ Atma really finds no interest here in exploitation. Exploitation. But his weakness, his curiosity has connected with him with this world of exploitation. Exploitation. That is the settlement connecting link. The very subtle, most subtle, through weakness, the curiosity joining him with this. But he cannot be happy. Without him, no feeling is possible. Everything is blind. All energy has no fulfillment. because he is there, therefore he is the party, but he is minor. So I am explaining the Shankar Bhagavad Gita Bhadra Loka Swami. Take a post it up. কি নাম আপনার?
আমার নাম মোলাম সর্দার।
হ্যাঁ,
মোলাম সর্দার আমার নাম।
মোলাম
সর্দার। এই মহিষটা ভাই আজ আমি অঞ্চল প্রধান ছিলাম,
এখন নেই,
এখন বর্তমান নেই, এবার পাশ করেছি।
ভেরি উইক, এন্ড দ্যাট ইজ দি ফান্ডামেন্টাল পজিশন। উই হ্যাভ টু ড্র আউট অল রিজনিং ফ্রম দ্যাট বেসিস, দ্যাট ডেটা। সো should not be entangled with this mundane interest wholly, because he is above that. And also because he is in connection with this side margin, this side margin, so somewhat connected. So we cannot consider itself the part of this world. But by the influence of this side, it may be considered that he is in our side. And from the Vaikuntha other side also they may think, seeing his marginal position, that he may be in our side. The peculiar position of the soul, tatastha, Krishna tatastha shakti bhidabhid prakash. The general idea has been given like that. So we cannot think that he is a member of this mundane world, and we shall go to apply all mundane laws over him. That won't be. He is above. At the same time, without his connection, these things cannot be concocted out of. Right is necessary. A party must be, a party may be minor, but anyhow a fictitious party must be established to explain all these things. So jiva soul, just like a point, has existence but no magnitude, something like that. A line, no breadth, length, no breadth. So these marginal line. Neither it is member, this law, mundane laws can be applied over him, nor this mundane activity can be explained without his passive support. So we cannot, the other day he may be changed, he will say, no, I don't want to, Harbha Dharma and Parittajya, I have no connection with you. He may assert in 1 second. It may be possible. The buffer state can be occupied by the higher power on the other side in a second. But still we should consider it to be buffer. So without Atma, no party is there. Who is the enjoyer? Of good and bad? Good and bad, or pure or impure, the question. The bhokta enjoyer is necessary. That this is detrimental. The feeling is necessary on the background of all these affairs. That this is pleasing me, this is non-pleasing me. This is pleasing and non-pleasing. Who is the party will say, then the case will stand. Otherwise no case. One feeler, either pleasure or pain, the feeler, a party must stand. Otherwise, no case can stand. Enjoyer, Purusha. But Purusha is of such type, without him, nothing can be explained, nothing can be set up, got up. And he also, we cannot rely him to be the full party, the fully support, full support from him. Any moment he may withdraw. He may say, I am a subject of the other land, not yours. So such background we have to, our position, otherwise we had no hope. If permanently we had any place here, then we had no hope to go up in the upper world. We can go there clear, No contamination we have to carry. It is not within our nature, our existence, this maya, this exploitation. Otherwise, we have something, permanent element of this exploitation within us, we could not go there with clean hands. We have to carry that nasty thing with us. It is not permanent within a soul, but with the connection for the time being, making fear something like curiosity, not real interest. That is this world, the position of the soul in this world. Because he has his prospect, higher prospect, that side. This whole world is abolished, soul it may not be affected. But it may stand in the so many just as in the time of a sound sleep. No necessity we feel of the world in sound sleep. But in subtle form it is there as long the touch in the finest form. Again the consciousness comes and sees. And the interest also come out. The memory comes out of the previous day, of the previous time, and takes up in the world. But the sound sleep, apparently all connection cut up. No feeling of any necessity at that time. In samadhi, that is very, very long time, and the pure type of sound sleep. But entrance into the other world, that is a revolutionary prospectus, fulfillment of the body soul. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. This is intoxication. Our connection with wine. Without wine we can live well. But if I enter into intoxicating habit, then some sort of uneasiness that will cut off. No necessity, all right. So wine may not be thought as a necessary part of my mental system. That why without wine I can't live, and my mind cannot exist. Not that. But still, any good or bad goes ultimately to me through the wine. The other sort of heaviness, intoxication, something like that. It is not a part, but still without myself in the background, there is no calculation of good or bad, nothing can exist. Go. Okay, Parishevan.
Mukundamala.
Mukundamala. How is Parishevan?
Sigamaha.
Yeah. I can't see. I get a drawback. Everyone, who is you? What tedious thing. Every day, meeting, and still, who are you? Who are you? The fun. Gold, very gold, gold, very gold, gold, very gold. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Your vision is in the spiritual world. Your vision is in the spiritual world. You are always seeing Krishna.
You see that. You see Krishna. So you have got that direction also. Well, good. By the blessings of your own, I may achieve that. That vision. Always taking him into consideration, I shall see, move, believe everything. The standpoint will be there. The Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Gurudev, Asya Vigra, highest Asya Vigra, Radharani, so many. To fix our eye and accordingly move. The point of interest is there. With this view, we shall live and move. The interest, point of interest. The point of interest must be wakeful to the point of interest. That will regulate all our movements, every movement, every step we shall take. Fixing our attention, fullest attention, as much as we can collect. The center of our interest. And maybe by the grace of all in Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Dada, and so same time. More or less, they are akin, not antagonistic. They are in harmony. No hitch. There may be competition, but no hitch. Not any incurring in displeasure. Because all centered in the interest of one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gold, holy gold, 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 gold,
holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold,
now what's the time? 10 to 10. That you please give me shelter. Please give me shelter. That is the salient thought. Others are extension, viva, anga, limbs, gupti kevaram. The prayer, please accept me. please give me shelter. And what is favorable to accept, what is unfavorable to reject, and to throw one's own self towards that direction, Atmanitya, Kalpanya, I am so low, so mean, so unfit, this is, they are all side issues. Gopjitte varanam. Always try to return to that sort of feeling of prayer. Please get me shelter. I am so and so, and so I want to cast myself. Please accept me. The central thought of Saramagati. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. That is bhajan. Definition of Saramagati is given there. Consulting so many other scriptures. Padaika svayattam saranagati. Bhagavat bhaktita sarvam ittut sijya vidhirubi koinkajyam krishna padaika svayattam saranagati. The real definition of saranagati is this. Collecting this so many thoughts about it. It was composed by myself. Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarpam, everything attainable we may get by the highest fulfillment we may get by our adherence, our devotion to the Lord. With this idea, vidhirubhi koinkajyam, even our care for any shastric rules and regulations, that also will be avoided. Iti utsidya vidhirubhi koinkajyam, Krishna Padaika Sratam. And only one thing we should keep in mind, that I want my shelter under the holy feet of the Lord. The whole duty is concentrated there. The conception of our whole duty is concentrated on this thought. All other extension are helping, but main thing to get our shelter under His holy feet. The scriptures are meaning only to this. So for that purpose, for living in different classes of people, different recommendations are in the Shastra. There is a jungle there, and it is better to avoid all this and to take the central road. This is meant by all different rules and regulations of the scriptures everywhere. The very gist is this, to realize that through Shraddha, Sadhusanga, and to concentrate one's whole energy to engage in that. Aswara, I want shelter under your holy feet. That is the be-all and end-all of all our attempts should be. And this is Saranagati. And it has been also mentioned elsewhere that only by Saranagati can give us everything. Not only it is the basis of other acquisition, but simply the Saranagati can satisfy whole thing, it can produce everything. We shall only we try to devote all our energy to acquire Saranagati. And the others, necessary thing will come out of their own accord. As much my Saranagati will be intense, Krishna, he will be mad to supply all of the necessary things for me. Yeah, we are only Saranagati, as I say now and then, to concentrate, to increase the negativity, the negative character of our position, dhanya, and to concentrate wholly to Saranagati. And other things will come automatically by the will. But thereby, by intense prayer for Saranagati, Krishna is moved, and then everything is inevitable outcome of the will of Krishna. Only to move Krishna, to touch his heart, that is necessary. The whole concentration to touch his heart, then other things will come automatically. That is the key to the success of a devotee, of the life of his devotee. Am I clear?
Yes.
Hari. Nidai. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. In this side, the shed of the
So, question arises. Then, is full Saranagati possible only for Uttamadhikari? Saranagati, fully, is only with the Uttamadhikari.
As much as. The devotion increases, the Saranagati without Saranagati, Saranagati increases, and others also. So move the autocrat, Saranagati is indispensable. That we have to understand. No rules and regulation. Rules and regulation have no much. That it also comes from him, but for different sections. But the Saranagati is very light of devotion. Saranagati. Maru virakvi yoichai. You can do anything and everything with me. Anything. I am yours. The risk. Saranagati, that is to take, in the worldly sense, to take the risk of being handled in any way he likes. I am yours, unconditional. Unconditional slavery. Slavery means unconditional, is it not?
Yes.
Amongst the slaves, question of faith, faithful, more faithful. How much one slave can sacrifice, not only passion, not only law of the country, but the real slavery, voluntary slavery, and that is also degree. Slave mentality, Gaudiya Math promotes for the slave mentality. They are encouraging slave mentality into the country and spoiling the people. But you encourage slavery to the country conception and to the truth, slavery to the truth. to the goodness, to the absolute truth and the goodness, absolute knowledge. Pe amor. Yete jacho. Jai Guru Hari Bol.
From the Vedas, we understand that the Vedic culture once existed throughout Bharatvarsha, the whole earth.
Bharatvarsha?
Bharatvarsha, yes. The whole planet.
Whole?
Whole earth, planet.
Only one, no? Bharatvarsha, Harivarsha, Kinpulisa Varsha. So many other Varsha also, 9 Varsha.
Yes.
Nine division. Bharatvarsha is one of that. It is mentioned.
Yes. So the historians, they may say, if this Vedic culture existed all over this earth, why is there no history of it in places like North America?
He could not, they could not appreciate. So many things are gone. Not only Vedic culture, in any particular form or other, so many things can go gone away.
Why did it remain?
It is deformed. Huh?
Why has it remained in India, but not in other parts of the world?
India was selected by him. That is his will. Just as at present America is selected for wealth, something. Generally it is not his will working, but the his will is above everything. And still there is the karma, the samashti karma. The results of the karma of masses. That is, and one place must be selected. Bharatvarsha was selected. The question is whether we shall give more importance to his selection or the geographical position, that fossilism. The fossil would be the cause, or his will be the cause, right? What have the preference? What should have the preference? His will. That is, from the conscious world the cause comes down, or whether the fossil is producing in the form of geography and history the cause of the incident. What side do you like to associate? No limit can be placed in his free will, free thinking. Everything is for itself, and by itself and for itself. Everything is for itself. Your consideration, my consideration has got no value, no position. It is his free will waving in his own manner, autocratic manner. And there we have got some self-consciousness within that weave of helplessness. So forceful is the weave, just as in earthquake or in storm, we have got no position.